Have you ever gone back to your old school? Gone back to a place which you remember in a fuzzy sort of memory, but you certainly have lots of strong associations there. You come back after years away, and you can't really easily believe how much the place has changed. Well, in 2005, in the autumn of 2005, I did something like that. I came back, not to my old school, but to my old country, to the country where I was brought up, to the country in which I was educated, to the country in which I lived everyday life for over 20 years. And I came back, and things had changed so much. And one of the features of the change was that protest had gone out of the society. I couldn't even be sure when I came back that there had been much protest in Ireland, social unrest, people on the streets, people demanding change, people demanding retribution. I couldn't remember if Ireland had ever really been like that. But when I came back to Ireland, everything seemed to be going fantastically well. There's people seem to be more prosperous than ever before, better dressed. They had more material goods. Even the education system seemed to have improved for the better. So I was, I suppose, ill-prepared for what happened next. Because what happened next in Ireland was pretty dreadful. A huge crash, financial crash, that affected all the countries that affected all the countries I could think of. You know, United States, Britain, almost everywhere except Canada and Australia. People lost their jobs. People lost the value of their homes, so much so that they found themselves in a situation where of negative equity. Negative equity, something that had happened in the UK many years before, but had never really happened in Ireland, as far as I knew. So this, and then lots of economic retrenchment, economic withdrawal of benefits, everything got tighter. And gradually it was revealed that, in from my point of view, there had been, well, it seemed like there had been a collusion between politicians, civil servants, bankers, and property developers. And they all seemed to me to be collectively conspired for various reasons, each for their own reasons, to perhaps the unintended consequence was the bankrupting of the country. At the same time as this was happening, an awful lot was revealed about what Ireland had been like back in the 1950s, back in the 1960s, and back in the 1970s, at least, a huge amount of Roman Catholic clergy abuse of children was revealed. Huge amount of this organization, the Roman Catholic Church, which had been held in massively high esteem at the time I left Ireland, I suppose, a country which had hardly, probably never had an anti-clerical movement, never really had a secular movement. But when I got back to Ireland, day after day after day, there seemed to be revelations, certainly in 2007, 8, 9, huge revelations that the organization that everybody had trusted had systematically, organized by bishops, protected people who had raped children. And so you had, at the time, anger from people about their economic welfare, anger by people over clerical abuse, even anger over by people about pensions. And yet, there was hardly any protests. And any protests there were very gentle and short-lived, unsustained. So the word that I've come to associate with Ireland is calm. Calm. And it's calm in contrast with the rebellious Irish, the hot-headed Irish. Ireland has seemed to me to have taken storms of difficulties and hardly batted an eyelid. It's not that there weren't some protests, but what I'm really concentrating on, that there were no big, sustained protests. There was nothing like what happens in France. There were no general strikes. People seemed to be more or less resigned, and certainly not demonstrating their discomfort in any memorable way. So, as part of my project to come up with words that I associate with Ireland, today's word is calm. And I'm contributing these words to the Audio Mo community, meaning the people who cluster around the hashtag Audio Mo, making daily contributions to that, daily audio contributions to that community. Calm. Thank you very much for listening.